alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
Yeah! Drink, man, I'm gonna get gas. Gonna get high, man, I ain't had enough. Need me a triple shot of that stuff. Gonna get drunk, won't you listen right here?
Tastes great, makes women appear more attractive, and makes a person virtually invulnerable to criticism.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life, and I aim to keep it.
Find it, buy it, make it, I don't care. Just get me some booze and fast.
I can't take this much longer. I gotta have a beer.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
Cubs win! What a lucky break!
One of the greatest days in Chicago history is upon us.
No question.
And that's why the Carnarvon Wagon, this is the most important Carnarvon Wagon rollout in Carnarvon Wagon history. And we have with us right now who brought in Budweiser and God's Green Apples, Dutchie Carey is here. And along with Grant DePorter, her personal bodyguard. I have seen Dutchie on every... We had the great pleasure of being with you during the win on Wednesday night. It was at Harry Carey's. There was no other better place to be other than the Progressive Field in Cleveland, where our own Kevin Powell was. For that win, but we were the second, maybe the better place on earth, really, because you get to the bathroom quicker.
Very good. Yeah.
So I suppose that's probably. And I'll tell you that 17. I mentioned this. That 17-minute rain delay. That was perfect for the bathroom. That was like, hey, get up, you go, you come back. It was all good. All right. So I didn't know everybody has asked you through the last week about this, but did you ever think you were going to see this?
Well, I really don't think I really realized I would ever see it. I mean, it's always the same every year, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so, but this team was really a very different team. They really gelled. They liked each other. You could just tell they played for each other. And I just think they were a fantastic team.
No doubt they are. Was there even a point in the postseason, Dutchie, when you thought maybe, oh no, it might not be our year?
Bottom of the eighth Wednesday night.
We were there. Man.
Yeah, you should have seen Dutchie's face when Beth brought out the champagne glasses a little too early. Like, don't jinx it. And all of a sudden, they Cleveland scores three runs. And maybe it was Beth's fault there for a second.
But Beth Heller, your marketing director, Harry Carey, is the hardest working woman in show business.
She is.
Yeah. Although Dutch is now the hardest working woman in show business today. It was out at Hutchinson Park or whatever they call it, Hutchinson Field. Lower Hutchinson Field even. I always just thought that was Grant Park, and now all of a sudden they got
a special part of it.
And they must be selling off the naming rights.
Yeah.
City's broke, you know.
Well, I would do it if I were them. the Grant Thornton Park. So what time did you get out there this morning?
What time was it, Grant?
Grant, what are you doing to this woman?
I don't know.
Well, it's been like sleep for like a month. Like the Today Show went live from us three different times, and well, that night that you were with us for when we won the World Series, I mean, Dutchie was there till like 2 a.m.
Yeah, we were all there till 2 a.m. as I seem to recall. I don't know, Dutchie. You are a very strong woman, a very strong woman, stronger than I am. I am not a strong woman. You've been able to power through all of this. It's just absolutely amazing. And then on all the shows this morning and everybody, and it's glad handing and asking the same stupid questions over and over and over again like I'm doing.
You know why that is, don't you?
It's because of Grant DePorter.
Marketing genius Grant DePorter.
No, exactly.
She has natural adrenaline. You know, this was a huge day. But I did notice that.
Every day is a huge day with him.
Yeah. Yes. I make every day exciting for you.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah.
Are you going to get to sleep this weekend? I mean, you probably haven't had any sleep.
I thought I was going to sleep today, but they called me. And when I got down there, I just was going to do the park and then go home. Mm-hmm. And Grant said, oh, no, we got to go to Rose. I said, That's great. Thanks.
Thank you, Dutchie.
Just one more.
No, I was true because I was begging. You know, it's a funny, I think I was just joking with the staff here. This is the first time ever I'm begging Grant for that. Please come to the Knarble Wagon. Please come to the Knarble Wagon. Mm-hmm. Because generally, you know, I could call Grant and go, yeah, sure, fine, whatever. We'll do it. But this, you are so in demand, even though the Knarble Wagon basically exists in part because of Grant and Harry Carey's, right? Uh-huh. I mean, they've been here more times than any other restaurant.
Well, we have the number one bartender, Frankie O, right?
Right.
Yes.
He's the number one bartender of the Knarble Wagon and all that. And sort of like this is, you know, in this, the Knarble Wagon, this is the 20th anniversary of the Knarble Wagon this year, too. Which is really pretty incredible.
What a tradition.
I know. So what we have here is an incredible gift from you to be here and do this.
Yes,
well,
it is.
Thank you. Oh, thank you.
I got to ask you. I know that this viral video that is out that features Harry singing or not singing, but speaking about the
Colin.
Calls a World Series, but he speaks about, you know, his emotions about this. And I think people who are fans of his remember that moment that when he said, you know, God's green apples and that whole speech.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they put this thing together showing the fans and the bars, and they were even shooting that as late as Wednesday night at Harry Carey's.
That's right. That's
and
right.
And I couldn't figure out what was going on because there was a guy with this really super fancy, great camera, film level camera.
So you knew it was important.
And they had a woman with a clipboard signing away,
uh-huh. like, rights to everything. Yeah,
rights to everything. She was like, if they got you in the shot, they would come over and get you to sign your life away.
Yeah.
Well, they also had two cameras up high. I noticed like on the TVs. They came in early, set them up, and you just didn't notice them. With that guy you're talking about.
Did they come to you early and say, here's our idea, and can we use audio of Harry Carey? Did they present it in the way, and when you actually ended up seeing it, expect it?
They came to us a while ago. We're, of course, very close to Budweiser.
Sure.
I mean, they have always treated, you know,
Dutchie
and Harry and everything was so important to them. And so they came early. They gave some ideas of what it would look like. And Marty Cohen, he's the executive of Harry's estate, got involved and looked at it, too. And they really wanted something that would be amazing. And everyone thought this
was
brilliant. But they never said exactly what it was. We didn't see it until everyone else did. Mm-hmm. They just said, trust us, and we did.
And then when you saw it?
Oh, my gosh. I was just shocked. Mm. And, you know, it was so distinctly Harry that I remembered him as a really younger man and what a great voice he had. And his delivery, his baseball calling, that was his profession, and he was really good at it.
I would say so.
Oh my gosh.
Let's take a listen.
Sure as God made green apples, someday the Chicago Cubs are going to be in the World Series, and maybe sooner than we think.
Hello again, everybody. Harry Carey of Cleveland. It's such a pleasure to see you, especially on a noteworthy night indeed. The Cubs 3 outs away from winning. Boy, if you've got a weak heart, turn the set off.
Come on, boy.
The rest of you stay with us. Now ready. The pitch. Bouncing ball. There's a throw. He is out. Cubs win. The Cubs are the champion. Look at that mob scene. Holy cow. You talk about a mass of happy humanity. How about that, Cubby? Now our lives are complete. The Cubs are number one.
The impossible is possible. The unbelievable is believable.
This is Harry Carey. So long, everybody.
Wow. Even just the audio of it. It's such a beautiful piece of
Isn't
filmmaking,
it,
too.
Though?
But the audio of it is just so incredible. obviously, he was not able to get on the live line and do that from heaven. or wherever
maybe,
he is, Dutchie. Yeah, right, exactly. But I guess the question is this. What is that? Is that the call from 84 when they became National League East champions?
I think that was a mix of everything, right? When he said the word Cleveland, that would even have to be when he was with the White Sox.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
So they put a little of everything together. And I think there was, in 1984, there was a baseball strike, and one of the national stations did a hypothetical, what would have happened if it went to the World Series, and I think they had some clips from that, too.
Because
I could not figure out how they put all that together, because Harry said it perfectly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It sounded like he was there.
Right, and that is Harry. That's not an actor, Phil.
That's all Harry.
That is all Harry.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I want to make sure the lawyers are on that right now. I'm going to get Marty Cohen right now, and he and I are going to sit down with the Budweiser people, the production people, and we're going to make sure that Dutchie and the family gets every penny that is coming to them from that.
She deserves it.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It is just amazing.
It is. It stirs you.
You really cannot tell that he didn't do it. I mean, you know, all at the same time like that. It just blew me away when I heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Larry Wirt approved a lot of that too, because some of that was on Yes, because it was on WGN.
That's nice.
Hmm.
Thank you for lending the audio.
You're welcome. Hey, I know what? I'm relatively new here, but I'm going to take full credit for it.
Arranged the whole thing, really, behind the scenes?
Actually, WGN's production of this, both in television. Normally, you talk to Mark Sapelso, but he was out there at Hutchinson Field. Mm-hmm. I know you saw him. You were on his air today.
Yeah, I did.
I got to say, it's the only television station I don't work for in this town. And they did the most amazing coverage of it, because you know what they did? They let the crowd take it, even along the parade route. They didn't have the announcers trying to guess what everything was, or, you know, they just let the reality of that experience sink in for the viewer.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Just let you live it like you were there.
It just still, I could listen to it over and over and over.
I'll bet you can.
It is just Harry personified.
Yeah. What a beautiful thing. And what a beautiful and fitting moment right now. And especially since Grant went out on that limb with that cockamamie 108 thing, it seemed to have really paid off.
Oh, it did. Did it ever. I mean, you were everywhere, Grant, with that. Global. You went global on that.
Yeah. You know what that was? That was, Grant is a craps player. In Las Vegas. He taught me how to play craps in Las Vegas. And
nickel on the
yo. That's a nickel on the yo right there. That is he's been in a big bet on a long shot. And it was, and that's what it was. I mean, it was, and he just doubled and tripled, and he 108'd down on 108.
And everywhere we went, we kept hearing other people repeat it. Like, hey, Ro, did you hear the 108 stitches on the baseball? Anna, did you know there's 100? I'm like, okay, yeah, we did. We know Grant. He told us about it.
Yeah.
Well,
we can't stop hearing about it. We can't.
First call in the morning. Dutchie, guess what? Lester pitched 108. Pitches to win the ball game. I go, really?
Yeah, right. Heard that
Did
before.
You ever get to, you were trying to get to 108 reasons they would win?
No, there's 108.
There's 108.
Sure,
got there?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's easy.
Yeah, with you. Yeah.
You know, the last game, 10 innings, 8 runs, one before that. Addison Russell's grand slam was 108 miles an hour. And just game, there's a major 108.
Did you get Kyle Hendricks? Did you get that one?
Well, December 7th, 1989, 12 plus 7 plus 89 equals 108.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, but the best.
Wait,
you know, the one,
what was 108? What was 108? The Addison Russell, the ball, the trajectory of the ball after
his speed of the ball.
Miles per hour, right?
Yeah, it was reported instantaneously that the ball speed was 108 miles an hour. Well, because
my gosh, it keeps going.
I'm telling you, if we had just if Grant had lived in the era of snake oil, he would be Rockefeller.
Yeah.
I think, right? Did you miss?
Well, no, but listen, you know, you guys all loved, you know, that Harry, you know, sure as God made green apples, the Cubs.
Right.
All right, so green apples also have 108 calories. They do.
Oh,
so even Harry was calling his shot back in 1991 when he said that.
Now I believe. Yes. Cassie, you know what? You just put me over the top with that.
Because it was really Harry channeled through me on this, and he said this is the year.
You must have.
Time.
It's just uncanny.
You are
unbelievable. What if it's a bigger apple?
Good point, Dutchie. No, don't get in the way with the facts and everything. Just don't bother.
I just love the way he sells it. Again, he sold it perfectly. Well, congratulations to you. This has got to be to Harry Carey's and to Dutchie. This has just got to be a really crowning moment, I think, for everybody.
It really, really
it can't get bigger
is,
than this.
Yeah. No, it doesn't get any bigger. This is the biggest day in Chicago baseball history, and I have to say that because I know, with all due respect to our Sox fans, because this was today marked the seventh largest human gathering in recorded history in Chicago. 5 million people on the parade route and downtown in the at Hutchinson Field. And this is the largest non-religious, non-funeral human gathering in recorded history today for the Chicago Cubs.
Can you believe that?
That's
5 million.
Unbelievable.
If you took the people at the parade and the rally, we'd be the second largest city. That alone would be the second largest city in America. 5 million. It's incredible.
It is incredible.
Relatively incident-free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, that's the crazy thing about this. I mean, that just tells you about the police have done, and you got to give credit to the Chicago Police Department, have done an amazing job of traffic control, crowd control, just and being cool, right? Mm-hmm. And being cool in a moment where people are like, because I saw some people not doing the exact right thing out on Michigan Avenue when we were coming into work. And they're like, hey, come on. And people are chilling out. I mean, I think there's a relief here. Yeah, and then we get to Tuesday, Dutchie, and then forget about it.
It's all over.
Right, exactly. So let's enjoy these 4 days of bliss, shall we?
Yeah, it sounds like a good idea to me.
All right. So, and again, Grant, thank you for everything. Thank you for the access, Grant. To all this. It's been amazing.
Dream come true.
It is a dream come true. We've been going to a lot of games for a lot of years together. And actually, Grant, blame me. If they had lost, then this is true, Dutchie, and I want you to know this. If they had lost, I would have been to blame. Isn't that correct?
Well, anytime that Roe and I were together, they lost. So it wasn't a good scene.
Oh, gosh.
But I countered it. I realized whenever I was wearing Fergie Jenkins game used pants from 1969, they won.
That
and I was
4-0.
So when Roe and I were together during game 7, I was wearing the pants and we won.
Okay. Although he avoided me all night. First of all, I couldn't move in the bar at Harry Carey's to begin with. But he was always at the end. He would come by, go, hi, and then just keep going. Yeah. Because he didn't want to even get within a certain perimeter of me. There was one moment where I had him change seats when we were sitting at a game because he moved seats to get a better view. He put me in the crap seat and put himself in the seat. And I go, you got to move back because we're losing here. And I blamed him, but he would have nothing of it. Anyways, this has been such a fun run, an amazing run. And we've, had the great pleasure, through the Hawks series and through the, this great moment in Chicago sports. And even for the White Sox, we've had some great times there as well.
Yep.
This is a capper right now.
Isn't it, though? It really, I don't know how you top this.
I know.
And the game itself, oh my gosh, wasn't that?
ESPN's greatest game of all times.
I believe
greatest
it.
Baseball game of all time. And when you go back, they were showing that at the rally today. They've got a condensed version of it.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff I had forgotten from the game already, because, the exuberance of it at the end, you're like, you forget how crazy it was. Man, what a great moment. And, congratulations to Cleveland for at least being there to play against us. Otherwise, it would have been a lot more boring.
They made it interesting.
Exactly. Dutchie, I love you.
Thanks, Dutchie. It's an honor to have
you
here.
Thank you.
Are the best.
Thank
you. Grant, I put up with you.
Oh, my gosh.
I love you, Grant.
I'm the best, too. Come on, you can say it.
No, hold on a second. No, you're not. I'm the best. Okay? Yes, you are the best, Grant. Grant DePorter is the best.
Yes.
Thank
he
you.
Is.
Now that recording, Jeff, please.
Yes. Now that's going to be, that's he's going to use that as something. It's going to be on like a movie poster. Rokan, ABC News. All right.
Thank you
all for being here. This is the best rollout ever of the Carnarvon Wagon with God's Green Apples and Budweiser right here.
Perfect.
All right. Violetta Potter Medics got the WGN Traffic Trouble Spots.